Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got to get into something because we are the last people to chew on this.
Okay.
Because it happened the day after our last show, and that's the national championship.
National championship game.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I finally saw something I didn't expect to see in this year's college football.
On Sunday before you left, you were talking about how much people probably were going to stay away from the television and not watch it because of the matchup. I said, no, I think people want to watch. They want to see if Alabama can get beaten. I think people want to see them lose. And, boy, I thought Clemson might win, but not the way it happened.
They came out with their utility belt, and they just put it on them. It was great. It was great. And Nick Saban, he sat there looking like Gilligan most of the game.
Which become clear to me that, you know, something was thrown at them that they weren't prepared for. And that's, once again, that goes back to Dabo Swinney being wise. You got 2-3 weeks to get prepared for a game. Yeah. You know, I know you had another game to play before that one, and I'm not saying that Notre Dame wasn't important to them, but they skill set and put new stuff in that they did not show against Notre Dame for Alabama. And to me, that's really smart. But you got to know you got the right personnel to do it. You got to have a defense with the aptitude to comprehend and retain something new and then reproduce it. That's what it's all about, being out there. And they were able to do that. Once the game started, they shifted gears and threw something at Alabama that they had never seen on film before, and they just went right. I think that's why Saban didn't rant and rave. And to me, he just calmly stood there and took his beating. You know, he didn't smash headsets. He didn't get in nobody's face because it was nothing.
I'm sorry, the way you said that reminded me of something. Go ahead.
Yeah, he just sat there. He just stood there and took it because
he
was facing something that his team was not prepared for, clearly. And
it was frustrating.
Tip of the cap to Dabo Swinney.
And at this point, when the Giant gets slayed, there's nothing, and he knows every camera available is on him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What could he possibly do but look the way he looked? I mean, like I said, there was one point during the game where he did get on Tua for something, and I can't remember what it is, but it doesn't matter at this point.
No.
But he just looked sort of deer in the headlights.
Roll the bones on a trick play.
And he couldn't blame – look, Lane Kiffin wasn't there for him to blame. Nobody else was there for him to blame. It was on him.
Could he have had a slower person try that fake kick?
Well, if he'd asked one of me,
dude looked like he was running underwater, man. I'm like, are you serious? You know, but so
the thing about it is, when the dust settles, while this was great for Dabo, and again, don't get me into this whole argument about him wanting to go back to Tuscaloosa. When the dust settles, Alabama will still be the conversation going into the next season, despite this.
For a number of reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They're, you know. And
one thing about it, they won't look the same.
No, they won't.
The team won't look the same, and the coaching staff won't look the same.
But it's not the usual suspects of, you know, he's going to lose these seniors and he's going to lose these top players going into the draft. It's that one particular name, and it's Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Thinking about it. Now, I get it. You know, he's graduated, and he can go where he wants. But who defects like that from that program, especially after he sat this whole year and tucked his tail behind his – you know, under himself and sat and waited. And at the end of the season, he came in and pulled out some magic against Georgia.
Right.
So after doing all of that, what could have left last year.
What a note to go out on, though. What a note to go out on. You know, we won the SEC championship. Thank you very much. And get on your horse and ride out. I mean, you know, I can see it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.